Hello, Maria.
Oh, Maria.
Yeah.
Maria, my name is Jeremy Perlman. I'm speaking to you on a recorded line about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
Oh, yes. I'm good.
That is good. Were you ever diagnosed with any ailment after using the Depo Provera?
Yes.
What was it you were diagnosed with?
Meningitis. Oh, I can't pronounce that word. Hold on, I just woke up.
No, you're good. No worries. What's up? And you, what was it you said it was meant?
I can't pronounce that word.
You're good.
Sorry.
Was it meningioma?
Yes, there you
go. Okay. Yeah, no, you're good.
Better than me.
No, you're good. And that and where was that located, the injury?
The injury?
Yes, where was it located, the meningioma?
In my brain.
In your brain. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I had to ask it like that. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
and
I'm like, wait.
Yeah, no, I can't like give you the, and that's why. And then,
right.
Okay. And then would you like to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
All right. And then do you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
All right. And then can you affirm you have not signed any paperwork in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yeah, I haven't.
Okay. And then you are, of course, a resident of the United States. That is correct?
Yes.
Right. And then when were you diagnosed with the meningioma?
March 10th of 2018.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
12/29/1991.
You said 29, right?
Yes, 12/29/1991.
Thank you. And then do you know anybody else that was injured by the Depo Provera and similar is that you were?
No.
Okay. All right. And then you did consume the brand name Depo Provera?
Yes.
All right. And then for how many years did you use the Depo Provera, would you say? 4, 5, 6?
Yeah, pretty much.
How many would you say?
I started in January 2015.
Okay. January.
And then I stopped in March 2018.
Okay, so around 3 years or so. Okay.
Yeah.
March 2018, so 3. And can you confirm within 1 year you had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Yeah, I was doing it every 3 months.
Okay. All right. And then your first name is Maria, M-A-R-I-A?
Yes.
All right. And then last name, O-R-E-G-E-L?
Yes.
Okay, 1 second. And then no suffixes in your name, correct? Or anything like that?
Correct, no.
Okay. And then what is your social? If you do not feel comfortable providing the entire thing, you can just provide the last 4.
616-5487-85.
Okay. Right. And best email I have for you is your last name, 741@gmail.com?
Yes.
And then this is the best number to reach you on, 909. 683-7558.
Yes.
Right. And this is a cell phone, I take it?
Yes.
Okay. And then when the attorneys reach out to you, do you want them to call you, text you, or email you?
They can call me.
Okay. And morning, afternoon, or evening?
afternoon.
Afternoon, okay. And what is your best physical address?
It's 721 East 9th Street. In San Bernardino?
San Bernardino. Is that 92410?
Yeah.
Okay. And is it an apartment number or anything like that?
Space 58.
Space 58, okay. Space number 58. There we go. Let me put this here. Capitalize the S in space. And then who administered the Depo Provera? Was it the doctor, the staff, or?
It was my my gynecologist.
Your gynecologist. Okay. Yeah, no worries. And then And then how many times did you say you were injected altogether with the Depo-Provera? So you took it about 3 years, so about four times a year. So did you say around like 10 to 12 times?
Yeah, I really didn't keep a track. I started and when I stopped.
Every 3 months. I know what you mean. So it would have been roughly, I'm going to put like 12. Does that sound correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And what was the name of the hospital where it was administered? Or the doctor's office?
The doctor's office was 475 South Lake Avenue, Unit 201 in Pasadena, California.
Okay. Is this Tia Women's Health Clinic?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Address here, and this is where it was administered, and it was prescribed here as well, correct? Same place it was administered?
Yeah.
Okay. Just put their phone number down. Record. Oops. Oh, whoops, they did not put the full address, sorry. Oops. Okay, Pasadena. Same prescribing doctor, TIA's Women's Health. And then what's the pharmacy you go to?
The pharmacy that I go to?
Yeah.
CVS.
And what's the city it's in?
San Bernardino.
San Bernardino, okay. And is it the one on Highland or Baseline? Or neither of those. Base, okay. All right. So put this down. Yeah, we're almost. We're probably like five more minutes, and I'm just going to send you the document. We'll complete that, and then I'll give the lawyers permission to call you and pull the records. Sorry, we're getting through it quick. And then the way they obtained the diagnosis for the meningioma, was that through CT scan, MRI, biopsy?
Yes, I did. They drew blood from my arm, and then they made a small incision in the brain.
Okay.
To take sample, and then they did a CT scan and MRI.
Okay, so all of the above. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And where were you diagnosed at? What was that hospital's name?
The hospital's name was Loma Linda, I believe.
Loma Linda, okay.
Yes, it was, yeah.
Is it the one in Marietta?
No, Anderson Street, Loma Linda, California.
Anderson Street. In Loma Linda, okay, I found it.
Yes.
That's where you diagnosed. Address 11234, Anderson. And thank you for having all this information on hand. I do appreciate it. It's a lot easier. And then was the doctor's specialty, they were a neurosurgeon, neurologist? What was it?
Yes, he was.
Neurosurgeon or neurologist?
Neurosurgeon.
Okay.
It was a she, my bad.
I'm sorry. I also said he, so I'm sorry. And then she's a neurosurgeon. And then any previous cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. All right. And then what treatments did you receive for the meningioma?
The treatment?
Yeah, did you have any medications they gave you? Any immunotherapy,
I guess,
radiation, anything like that?
I was doing the radiation therapy.
Mm-hmm. Were you also doing end medications as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Radiation. I just need to put some there. It's fine.
It's high radiation to destroy.
Okay. And you were you also treated at Loma Linda?
Yes.
Okay. Right.
And I received it for 6 weeks.
6 weeks, the radiation therapy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was 4 to 5 times a week.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Well, at least you're doing better after it, seems, it sounds like.
Right. I thank God.
That is good. And then were you ever hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes.
You were. Okay. Roughly, what were the dates you were hospitalized?
Well, it was basically since I was diagnosed, and then it would just be like in
like
and
a week
out.
or, okay, so a few, like a few days or something.
Yeah.
Okay. So around 3/10 to around 3.
Yeah, so I was
10.
diagnosed March 10th of 2018,
Would you
and
say the
then
15th, 14th you were there till?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Pick 2018 here. 18. And then there are medical records that do exist for you, correct?
Correct.
And then do you have access to your MyChart login?
I don't.
No, I've got hers.
I don't even know what that is.
like the online portal.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like to make an appointment or something like that. No, you're good, no worries. And then would you like to add an emergency contact in regards to this?
No.
Okay, no worries. And then I'm just going to confirm everything with you, like spelling and things like that. And then I'm going to send you the document. We'll just take 1 second. 1 second. And then, Maria, you would like to participate in the Deborah Prevera lawsuit. Do not already have an attorney in regards to it. And were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Deborah Prevera for at least 1 year. That is all correct?
Correct.
All right. And then you were unfortunately diagnosed with meningioma of the brain, and that would have been March 10th of 2018. That is all correct?
Yes, correct. All
right. And then your birthday is 12/29/1991?
Yes.
All right. And then you consume the brand name Deborah Prevera. That is all correct?
The brand name was...
The brand name, the Pfizer brand name, correct?
Yeah, that's...
Okay.
I can't really pronounce it, but yeah.
Yeah, you're good. As long as you know it was the brand name, not the generic. And then you use the Deborah Prevera for at least 3 years. That is correct?
Correct. All
right. And then within 1 year, had 4 injections prior to being diagnosed and used Deborah Prevera from 2015 to around March of 2018, a little before you were diagnosed.
Correct.
All right. And then you are, of course, and then I'm not sure if I asked you this, but can you confirm your gender for me? I know where you're at. Speaking of female reproductive.
I'm a female.
Thank you. Yeah, I know. I have to. I just wanted to make sure. And then first name Maria, M-A-R-I-A, last name O-R-E-G-E-L.
Yes.
Any middle initial or middle name?
L for L. Louisa.
Okay. I'll just put L down. Just kind of want to mess up the spelling.
Okay.
And then so Maria L and then last name O-R-E-G-E-L. How do you say the last name? Origel?
Origel. Yeah.
Okay. And then is it okay if I repeat your social back to you?
Yes.
616-548-785.
Correct.
Okay. And then email is origel741@gmail.com. And this is the best number to reach you on, 909-683-7558.
Correct.
And it's a cell phone. And then address is 721 East 9th Street, Space 58, San Bernardino, California, 92410.
Correct.
All right. And then the doctor was the one that administered the Deborah Prevera to you around 12 times altogether total in lifetime of use. And then this was all administered and prescribed at TIA Women's Health Clinic in Pasadena on 475 South Lake Avenue, Suite 201 in Pasadena, California, 91101.
Correct.
All right. And then they obtained the method of diagnosis for the meningioma through MRI, CT scan, and also the biopsy. And that was at Loma Linda University Medical Center on 11234 Anderson Street in Loma Linda, California. And the doctor was a neurosurgeon.
Correct.
All right. And then no previous cancer diagnosis. You had radiation therapy for 6 weeks of treatment and were also taking medications. And they were treated, and you were also treated at Loma Linda University Medical Center.
Correct.
All right. And then you were hospitalized roughly when you were diagnosed at 3/10 of 2018 to around 3/15 of 2018. And there are medical records that do exist. And then the MyChart, you're unsure what that is. So I'll put no. That's correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then, yeah, that's fine. And then I'm going to send you a text right now. 1 second.
Okay.
It'll say my name, Jeremy. Let me take a sip of water. 1 second. Sorry. Okay. So it'll say my name, Jeremy Perlman. You should get the text like right now.
Okay, there.
And it'll say Jeremy Perlman wants to send you a DocuSign. Just click on that link. That link will open up. When it opens up, you want to say yes or allow for consent. And then once it opens up, it'll ask you to sign, draw your signature as best as you can, or do select style. And then once you do adopt and confirm, it'll save it. And then there's like two or three signatures on there, and then you'll see a finish. Yeah, and I see you just opened it. Let me actually draft up a text to you too. So 1 second. And the firm for this one is AD. Okay. And then once you hit finish, I will send you the text with all the information. And then Maria, just to confirm, this number is the best number to text you on, correct?
Gets correct.
Okay, 683-7558. Let me know once you hit finish. You might have, unless you've already done it. Yeah, you did it. Okay. And then let me send you the text right now. 1 second. Where did that go? And then this is my direct number. So if you don't hear from the attorneys in about basically by next Tuesday, you can call me and I can get an update for you, or you transfer you over to them.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And then, yeah, I do. Thank you so much for your time. And then you got the text from my number, correct? The 949 number?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And then, yeah, I do thank you so much for your time. I am very sorry for what you're going through in regards to the meningioma. Just be on the lookout for their call so they can get you the compensation you are owed, because they're going to start pulling the records and just need your yes or no for stuff.
Okay.
But, yeah, if you don't hear from them in a week, please call me. Thank you so much for your time, and I do hope that you are doing well in life, and everything is great. And I'm, again, sorry about the diagnosis.
Thank you so much.
In regards to the depo. But I thank you so much for your time. You have a wonderful day. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.